No, but I own all the utilities, so it's actually times 10.
Board Games on 95BFM. Our weekly chat with Waitemata local board head Pippa Coombe.
Indeed, that's what we have. It's a new segment
that
we've managed to wrangle, which I'm very proud about.
Well, you've done all the work, but that's pretty exciting.
No, I mean, Lisa helped come up with the ideas. And I'm sure, hopefully, in sometime in the future, we'll both be able to talk to
that'd be great.
Yeah, so welcome to Board Games, where we shall roll the dice on an array of local issues in our new weekly chat, as the Sting suggested, with the head of the Waitemata local board, Pippa Coombe, and her support cast on the board. Tune in from this week on to learn about everything from what a local board actually is, to what's happening in the Waitemata electorate, from what's included in an area development plan, to how you can get involved in local politics, climb the ladders, and get your local knowledge pass go. Nice. Every Tuesday with your hosts, Oscar and Lisa, and maybe eventually Mitch. So here is our first episode where we get to know the basics about local boards and who Pippa Coombe is.
Kia ora, I'm Pippa Coombe, Chair of the Waitemata Local Board on Auckland Council, representing the city centre and central suburbs of Auckland.
This is a question I like to ask a whole heap of different people because everyone seems to have a different answer to it. What is community?
Well, the Waitemata community is made up of lots of different groups and neighbourhoods, so town centres, different organisations. I think we're all part of some community. It might be a network or a more formal organisation or just the neighbourhood in which we live.
The way you defined community, localised it to Waitemata, would you say your community is something different?
You mean my personal community?
Yeah,
sorry.
What would you say your personal community is? If you have one, some people don't.
Well, I feel connected to all of the communities of Waitemata. We represent from Parnell, Newmarket, over in the east, over to Greylin, Westmere, the city centre. So I've got connections in all of those parts of the city. From going to school at Ags, I've got an Ags community. I live in Greylin, so I've got a community of interest there. And then I have networks of community, of different groups that support the work that I do.
Would you say community is like exclusively a localised thing, or do you think it can be transient? Some people seem to define it as like a very strict neighbourhood-based thing, but do you think there's a bit more to what community is?
Well, I guess the essence of community is a sense of belonging, and you can belong in lots of different ways. So it might be because you're mana whenua connections, it might be through an organisation you're involved in, or your whānau, you know, wider family connections. So I don't think there's any, it's very organic what community can be, and it might evolve over time. There's probably always a central part of what your community might be, and then but where you move around, you might feel connected to different things over time. And then I guess for some people, having kids might get into new communities of interest and different networks.
So you're the head of the Waitemata Local Board. What exactly is that, the role of being the head of it? And what is the local board as well?
So in Auckland, we have quite a unique governance structure in that we have a governing body and mayor and 21 local boards, and we're all Auckland Council. The local boards have a very specific role, which is representing a local area and having decision making over local activities and issues. And so local boards are responsible for things like community centres, libraries, local facilities, swimming pools, quite separate from the governing body, which is more looking at regional and bylaw activities. And it's called a co-governance model, so it's not hierarchical. So if we make a decision as a local board to, say, invest in a new community centre, the governing body and mayor can't overturn that decision.
Right, so with something like the Western Springs Te Waiorua plan that's kind of been developed, So does the local board create these plans, or do they help advocate for these plans, and like just as an example of what's something that the local board may do?
So the local board has a bit of budget every year. We call it a discretionary budget, where we can decide to allocate it to specific activities. And we've got a particular focus on our parks. So we have decided to do development plans for all of our major parks. So we have a development plan for Western Park, for Tararua Point Resolution, for Grayland Park, and more recently we've done one for Western Springs Lakeside Park. And the idea of those plans is to have a much more holistic approach to anything that happens in the park. So rather than kind of, back in the day it might have been ad hoc projects, you might invest in a new playground or do a new toilet block, we're actually looking at it overall and saying, okay, what is it that we want to achieve in this park? So say for Western Springs, we're wanting to improve the water, improve the footpath layout, improve the wildlife that are there and the habitat.
So from that, I kind of get the idea that so the local board is also kind of tasked with creating ideas for improving the area they represent. Is that somewhat correct as well?
Well, local boards, we all have to do a 3-year plan. So every year we go out to the community and say, what would you like us to undertake and what are the priorities? And they're all divided into roughly 6 areas. So it might be environment, transport, local economy, community facilities, parks, recreation. And so those plans set our agenda, I guess you call it, for what we're going to do. And I think every local board wants to do the best for their local area.
So in relation to central government, what kind of power does local government have in decision-making and creating legislation? Obviously, you said before that they don't have the power to create bylaws, but are they somewhat involved in that process still?
Well, central government determines the legislation, and then within that legislation, there might be bylaw-making powers.
Right.
So, for example, at the moment, council's been doing a process looking at what the freedom camping bylaws should be, and that is a responsibility of Auckland Council,
right.
And the part of Auckland Council that leads that work is the governing body, the councillors and mayor.
Yeah.
So as a local board, our role is advocacy within that process. So we're trying to influence where the freedom camping areas are going to be or where they're not going to be. And then we have a role in terms of advocating for the community in terms of enforcement and making sure the areas have got suitable facilities.
So you're really essentially the representatives at the most kind of local level for communities of Auckland, and in your case the communities of Waitemata.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. Yeah,
awesome. So why did you want to become part of the local board?
Well, I was elected in 2010, and at the time I was involved quite actively in transition town movement and community development and also cycling advocacy. And it was at a time where threw myself into those areas, and the Super City came along, the new governance arrangements, and being on the local board was a really fantastic opportunity to actually get some stuff done.
You said you got elected onto the board. So for those who don't know, how does one become part of the local board? Is it similar to a central government election?
So every 3 years, there's the local government elections, and that happens throughout the whole country. And that's the elections for like regional councils, district councils, city councils, and for the whole of Auckland Council. So this coming September, everybody who's on the electoral roll, regardless of whether you rent or own a house, you can vote. And so you get to vote for the mayor, your councillor, some cases you get 2 councillor representatives, and your local board, and for the health boards as well.
So what are your personal 3 goals for the kind of upcoming term before the local elections, and what are some goals for the local board as well?
Well, we've got quite a few projects that I would love to see completed. You know, we've been doing a lot of local projects that started right at the beginning of when I was elected that I would love to see them finally complete, and they've been a bit slow going. Things like there's an underpass that leads into Myers Park that's always been felt very kind of a bit dangerous. But we've got a project to put a big artwork in there and really improve it and make it an amazing entranceway. So I'd love to see that completed.
I think that'd be pretty cool. I think a lot of people would love to see that.
We're going to be getting new contracts put in place for the street cleaning. And I think there's a big opportunity for actually really improving the way Auckland looks in terms of getting, at the moment, the streets are looking quite grubby, you might notice in the city centre, and that's because there hasn't been a very good contracting process, but we're going to get new contractors taking over that. So I'm quite excited about seeing some improvements in the city centre. Yeah, so I think it's finishing off some of our projects that we've got started, and also being very engaged with community and understanding what the community needs are. And so, for example, we've got a lot more city centre residents living in, the population has exploded, and so just making sure their needs are taken care of. Another area that I'm very focused on is the improvements around transport and ensuring that everyone has got transport choice. So that's the big push to make it easier to walk around, cycle, safer. And so at the moment there's consultation underway on slower speeds. Yeah. So right behind that, and that's what I'd like to see happen as well this year.
That consultation runs till March the 31st, I believe.
That's right, yeah. That's by Auckland Transport are doing that consultation.
And you can have your say by, is going online?
Yeah, onto the Auckland that's Auckland Transport consultation on the slow speeds bylaw.
Awesome, cool. That's definitely something that people should get involved in, because it does affect over 100 streets across Auckland, including a lot in the target areas such as Freeman's Bay and Wynyard Quarter, as well as the lower section of town, which I know a lot of people will be travelling through.
That's not a ladder, that's an upside down snake.
Board games on 95 BFM.